Greg Gregorio is a news correspondent for a media network in the Philippines called TV5.
These days, social media is also another platform that we are using when we are reporting. Do you think this is an easier way of informing the public?
This is an easy way to reach the public, but giving them the full information through the social media, considering every factor, all factors surrounding social media, is also a challenge. Because for social media, there are lots of factors you would have to consider, like the amount of time that your audience is allotting for a certain post, be it on Facebook or on Twitter or any other social media platforms that you're utilizing.
Almost all information is available to the public through the internet. You think with this circumstance, do you think this makes being a journalist less relevant?
No, I think the existence of social media does not make a journalist less relevant. More so, it is more of a challenge for a journalist to keep on writing or producing content that would give his or her audience the necessary information that he or she would need for his or her daily life.
Since social media is an open access for the public, have you ever received backlash on the news that you will put out on the internet?
Yes, I have received backlash for some of the news that I have wrote or delivered, because I think it's normal, especially if you are writing about a certain personality, there would always be two opposing sides about the matter or about the person. Some would side this personality, and some would oppose what he or she is saying or doing, regardless of his or her position, or regardless of the story, there would always be two opposing sides. And I find it healthy, because your news having a backlash could also mean that it would open an avenue of discussion amongst your audience.
How do you think social media takes play in the spread of misinformation?
Social media has both pros and cons. As we have talked about earlier, social media is an avenue by which we can reach our audience immediately, especially those who are allotting a lot of time on social media. But since it gives free access to everyone, and for everyone to post things, share things, it is also an avenue for the proliferation of fake news, or not necessarily fake news, but misinformation or misunderstanding, especially when one is taken out of context. And even though it was taken out of context, it might have been shared for a lot of times already and viewed a lot of times, and then discussions would branch out from it, not taking into consideration that the root of this discussion is taken out of context. So there's the pros and cons in social media.
And do you think journalists is allowed to be candid on social media? Because we are humans too. Journalists are humans too. They have their own opinions. Do you think it's proper for a journalist to be candid with their opinions on social media?
Well, if we are talking about opinion, everyone has a right to say his or her piece about a certain matter, since it is provided under the Constitution here in the Philippines. If we will be stopping someone to voice out his or her opinion, that would be unconstitutional. But if a journalist would be expressing his or her opinion, it should be clear if it is an opinion or a truth of the matter.
There have been quite a few journalists who have received backlash on social networking sites as well when they are reporting. What do you think is the best way to approach such instances?
I think the best way would be understanding where the person is coming from if you are gonna see it through, you would also have to think or understand if he or she really has a point. Because reporting is not just a one-side thing. You would also have to understand what your audience is thinking, what your audience needs. At the end of the day, maybe if someone who criticized your report is someone who needs more information about what you have just reported.
Thank you so much for your time, Sir Greg.